This is the SML Podcast.
I'll be like every goddamn week that
Thankless.
I can.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
Wow, we have literally no like banter before any of that nonsense today.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Joe.
Who's your favorite SML podcast guy?
I like Bogue.
Yeah, I like Bogue. Bogue was the best. Fired Bogue, it was...
Bogue was never fired.
I like Kunal. He's my favorite.
Kunal's my favorite.
When they fired,
Norg is my favorite.
When they fired Kunal from the SML podcast, I was very distraught.
Norg. No.
Kyle Gatto.
Kyle Gatto's my favorite.
Yeah, because you talk about Dream Theater for how long?
20
you missed
minutes.
That. Don't
it's
you?
20 minutes. Maybe. Tops. No, because that would be
you
like
missed
half the
that.
Podcast.
That was the episode where...
Dream Theater podcast?
Where Tim stuck around for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes
like,
and then
I have
left.
Shit to do.
Peace. Fuck this.
You guys don't matter to me.
Fuck.
No, I don't this. Think I don't leave unless I actually have something to fucking do.
Fuck this.
Something like that. I think that was the words that were said.
Should we do like a normal intro now?
No.
No, we did a normal intro. I don't know what you're talking about.
We did two of them. One was regular and one was backwards.
That was as far from normal as we got.
When anyway, are we
this
ever
is,
like,
this is episode 45 of this small cast.
45?
Yeah.
Fuck, man, we're getting
old.
Up there.
That's terrible.
When we first started this podcast, it was in a town called Wilkes-Barre.
Actually, Barry. No, it was Ashley.
We were
it was
in
Ashley.
Ashley, near Wilkes-Barre.
We were in a woman?
No.
I was
named Ashley.
High five. High five.
I'll give you one.
Yeah. Fuck you, Tim.
I'll give you one. Because the funny thing is, his wife's name is Ashley.
That is your tidbit.
Speaking of,
all the gaming news we have this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. Speaking of wah, wah, you said you had a weekly want want this week, didn't you? So what's
yeah,
your wah, wah?
The Xbox. X-Bone.
Other than Nintendo's running out of ideas?
Nintendo Direct fucking ruled, and we're going to get to that.
Derailed.
Fuck you. But...
This is why you weren't on the Xbox podcast.
Xbox. The Xbox, there was a Killer Instinct tournament that was going on. And in the middle of one of the matches, the players were kicked out of the game, put to the home screen, and it asked to connect to the internet to verify that the person's account was the one that actually owned Killer Instinct. Because I guess it wasn't connected to the internet that day or something. I don't know. But I watched the video of it happening, and they're like in the middle of the fucking match, and then it just fucking bounces to the home screen, and it's like, connect to the internet so that we can verify that this is your shit. And I'm like, oh God.
My
like,
guess is the actual owner of the system was signed out, maybe.
Then how would they have the content?
I don't know. And they kept changing users who were on there.
No. There's
know.
No way. It only showed like one person logged in, I believe.
I haven't seen it, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
But, man, if that's the case, did they just like add in some DRM? From what I read in the article and from what I've been hearing about it, is that it's similar to what they were talking about doing at the launch of the Xbox with every title, whereas... You know, you would have to verify like once a day, you know, connecting online, making sure that, you know, your shit's legit. But from what I understand, they're not doing that with the discs. It's just for like the stuff that's downloaded onto the console, which I can kind of understand because I mean, like a guy could just like log in on a console that has a bunch of shit. And then just be like, here, now you got a bunch of shit to play. Like, don't connect it online. Like, So I kind of understand that, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it kind of happened without warning. Like, nobody knew that that was going to happen, and then here they are in the middle of this fucking tournament, and it just fucking bloop, and it wasn't one of those things where it's like it happened, and it kicked, like, it just kind of paused, and then they were able to get back to it. Like, it just kicked them out of the game.
Huh.
So, I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
Well, this, honestly, this is the first I've heard about that.
I had just read it. I literally just watched the video of it and all that stuff this morning.
And even still, this is the first incident I've heard like that. So,
yeah, unless it's, I've heard that it's not an isolated incident though. Like, I don't want to say that it was just like these guys that had this issue. Apparently, there's been other issues like this surfacing from today. So I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's just a thing that just came, like, just started happening today, or if it started happening yesterday.
Well, I have a better weekly wah-wah for you. I have a better one.
I love wah-wahs.
Because after we recorded last week's episode, the next day, my three-week-old PlayStation 4 died.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
3.5 weeks. It didn't even make it a full 4 weeks. I turned it on. I got the flashing blue light, and it shit out on me.
PlayStation 4 weeks.
Yeah.
not even technically.
Yeah. I went online. I followed all the steps people have said. I unattached the hard drive and reseated it. I went through safe mode and I restored everything and I did a full system reinitialization, blah, blah, blah. Twice I actually got it to boot up back to the main screen and it would be like, you need an update to do anything at all. So I would do the update and then go right back to the flashing blue light. To Sony's credit, I called them on Friday and they, or no, I think this might have happened Wednesday night after everything.
After the
Thursday.
Dude, we recorded it like fucking, I didn't get out of here until after midnight.
Oh, I know. What, you think I go to bed right when we end this?
Yeah, just but dreaming about me.
I called them on Thursday about it. They said they were going to overnight a box to me and I should get it on Friday. Friday, no box shows up, so I'm starting to get annoyed. I get an email at night that says their coffin for my console was shipped Friday. Whatever, a day short. It arrives Saturday, which surprised me because I don't expect to get deliveries on Saturdays when it comes to FedEx or UPS.
Yeah.
But they actually paid for Saturday delivery.
That's
so
baller.
It arrived. I couldn't get it mailed out because no actual FedEx drop-off locations are open on Saturday, and it was too late to have the guy come back. So Monday, Sunday night, I go on FedEx.com. I set up a pickup for Monday around noon to 2. Guy comes, picks it up. Last night, at around, 11 o'clock at night, something like that, I got an email from Sony saying that my system was checked and a new one was on the way. And today's Wednesday and it already arrived and I have my system.
Yeah, dude, that's so crazy.
Major props to Sony for how quick of a turnaround there was.
But within 4 weeks.
It still sucks that it fucking broke already.
The PlayStation 4 weeks. That's what I'm going to call it now.
The PlayStation 4 weeks.
It's been 4 weeks since you played a game. Something like that. I don't know. Fuck that song.
Tim's in La La Land.
No, I'm listening. I was reading the article about it to make sure we had our facts straight because we're a news organization here at Save Continue.
Oh, yeah. And everybody.
We have to be as accurate and as on point as possible with everything that comes out of our mouths every week.
Is he even close enough to the mic?
Sort of. I just kind of
don't care anymore.
I just roll with it at this point.
I need to scooch in more.
You do. Just a teensy scooch.
Or you can always.
No, I tried that. I don't want to fall over.
That was wonderful, Tim. Thank you. But those are our want-wants. I mean, I don't really want to go into too much detail about that because I don't really want to talk about that for the whole podcast. I want to talk about some fucking Nintendo.
Yeah, so Nintendo came out and dropped some bombs.
Yeah.
Some massive bombs.
Which let's talk about the Nintendo Direct for a second here. Nintendo Direct was there. We're going to give people directly updates rather than doing convention releases and things like that. Now, Do you think that that's a better way of going about it than waiting for E3?
Yeah, because then you don't have to wait for two or three times a year to make news. You could just be like, you know what?
We're going to announce it now. Yeah. See, it gets people like more excited for titles because they're like, as soon as they hear about a Nintendo Direct, they're like, oh shit, oh my god. And they just get really excited. They're like, oh man, like I can't wait to see what they're going to unveil. And even if it's just like one thing that they're interested in, it's that one thing where it's just like, oh yeah, we're going to do a Nintendo Direct. And then they're like, oh yeah, I fucking forgot about that.
And something else, like, Nintendo Directs, like they might not always be massive, but they always have tiny little surprises.
Yep.
Of like, hey,
here's something
NES
that you
Remix is out today.
Yeah.
Go buy it. Oh, Sonic Lost World has DLC. New DLC.
It's free.
Where it takes place in Yoshi's World, and it's out today.
And it's free.
Have fun.
Like,
like that shit we didn't really know much about, or in the case of Yoshi in Sonic, no one knew
that existed at all. Nope.
And it's just, hey, it's done. Have fun. Play.
What?
Wow. Huh? Hey, Wii Sports, we added golf now.
Yeah,
oh, and you can use your fucking Wii U pad and put it on the ground so that you can look at your club striking the ball, which is fucking awesome.
I remember when they announced they're going to do that. I thought that was pretty
cool. Try that.
Dude, I'm all for that. Let's go from the top.
Zelda Hyrule Warriors.
That's the first. That's the first thing on the list here.
The Legend of Zelda gets a dose of Dynasty Warriors with Hyrule Warriors announced this morning. And planned for next year, the Wii U game is a collaborative effort between Nintendo and Tecmo Koei.
Yeah, dude, I'm so fucking raging hard on for that.
I'm cautiously optimistic about it.
Why?
I'm on Tim's side here, just because if you're a diehard fan of the Dynasty Warrior games and Zelda games, you're shitting your pants at this news.
Yeah.
If you're not a diehard fan of either one of those series... You're kind of
now,
not necessarily.
Let me explain.
That could be one of those games that could bring people into a Dynasty Warriors-esque type of game that wouldn't normally play it because it's branded with a character that they familiarize with.
But how repetitive have the Dynasty Warrior games been over the years?
It's a beat 'em up.
Yeah, but even still, from game to game, from game to game, not much. The fundamentals haven't really changed that much.
See, what are you going to change on a beat-em-up?
Here's the problem with it is that, like, and I completely agree with Joe on that, that the fundamentals need to be updated. Oh, they don't need to be, but they really don't iterate much from game to game. Very little things like weapon switching was a big fucking deal in one of the games, which they've had weapon switching before, but the way they tweaked slightly how they implemented it and then put it as a bullet point on the package. I'm like, fuck you. The biggest problem when they do these crossover games, they're not using or utilizing the properties very well. Like Dynasty Warriors Gundam could have been really fucking cool, but it was literally like a reskinned Dynasty Warriors game with the abilities basically being, oh, I'm a robot now instead of I'm a person. Whereas it could have been a lot more interesting. And they made three of those fucking games and they didn't really do much to fix any of the problems in each one.
And even Samurai Warriors, it's just Samurais instead of...
Yeah, it's Japanese lore rather than Chinese lore. Then we have... They've done Gundam.
They've done Warriors Orochi, which combines Samurai and Dynasty.
Fist of the North Star, which him and I played, which is really fun, but like... once again, there's so much wasted potential because you're playing with characters that are like super overpowered and the controls were really, really fucking bad. When you pulled off something funny, it was like cool. But once again, that's usually the problem with them is they're just not as tight of a gameplay experience. And there's still one that I haven't gotten to yet that I still really want to. And I think there's two of them now. They have One Piece Dynasty Warriors games.
I know. Which I want to try those.
The show is basically whenever they get into fights, it's they start at one end of an island and there's a general, like a leader of a group somewhere that they're trying to get to beat him up to stop whatever horrible plan he has. And they have to fight through all of their random goons to get there. The show was a fucking Dynasty Warriors show.
Yeah.
So I really want to check that out, but I've heard it's bad. So, like, the fact that they're partnering up with Nintendo, I'm like, well, Nintendo hopefully should... They'll have to put their seal of approval on it before it goes out.
I mean,
I'm sure they're not going to put out a shitty game.
I am extremely optimistic, mainly just because it's going to be a first-party Nintendo kind of thing. Like, they're going to...
Well, it's a joint.
It's right, not... but they're going to oversee it, so they're going to be like, look it, you know, maybe you should fucking...
But like, here's the thing that scares me about it, is that Dynasty Warriors games are very, like...
Similar.
It's very similar, and they're very basic. So, like, what they showed in the trailer was probably as exciting as it will get. Is here's, you know, you're going to be cutting through all of these little guys. Oh, here's a boss you're familiar with. Now you get to fight the boss while you're surrounded by a bunch of little guys, which is exactly how Dynasty Warriors is. But the problem is that it gets old after 20 minutes. But I'm just hoping that they do something to freshen it up. I hope they put that Nintendo.
That's why I'm saying I'm cautiously optimistic about this. I mean, I love the Zelda games and I enjoy the Dynasty Warrior games, but like I don't need to buy every new one that comes out.
No.
Like I could pick up Dynasty Warriors 2 on the PlayStation 2 and I'm pretty good.
Like, I understand. It's a niche title.
Well, what I was going to say is Tim touched on a bit is how Nintendo is kind of overseeing everything.
Exactly.
So they're not going to let them completely fuck things up. Now, it doesn't mean we're automatically going to get a good game. I mean, look at the Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games titles.
Those
really aren't that great. I mean, they're enjoyable party games. But it's not something you'll come back to over and over again.
No, maybe not.
And I'm just hopeful that this turns out to be a really solid game and a fresh new take on the Dynasty Warriors series and franchise and mechanics and everything else.
I don't want to say that I have extremely high expectations, but I think it's going to be one of those games where it's like, if I got it and I played it, I'm going to enjoy it.
But you're not going to get it. You know why? Because you don't have a Wii U.
Yet, Joe.
Wii U. Wah, wah. Weekly wah, wah.
No.
That's a daily wah, wah.
Listen, the majority of my life is a daily wah, wah.
All right, next bit of news. Yoshi's New Island will welcome tourists next spring, and the series' original creator was revealed this morning as working on the project.
Yeah, that fucking is so exciting. I loved the Yoshi's Island.
The screenshot I saw of it, I don't like the art style they're going with, but I'm sure the gameplay
familiar of the original. It's essentially like
the original. The art style's more like Yoshi's story on the N64.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looked like to me.
No, it looked like the Super NES one to me.
I haven't.
Just like a 3D version. Like, essentially, like, if you were to take... Because when they did New Super Mario Brothers U or whatever...
Hold on, let me Google up some images.
When you take Super Mario U or whatever, the side-scrolling Mario game, you take the art style of that and you put it up against, like, you know... Super Mario 3
Look at the Yoshi story game on N64. It looks very similar art style to that. Because it's the 3DS graphics, and you have this sort of art scheme almost.
I thought it
looks like a mix of the two. So, bitches, shut up. It looks like they took the overall design from the SNES game.
Right.
But use the visual overhaul along the lines of the N64 Yoshi story.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking
about. It's like a mix of the two.
But I'm saying style-wise, it gave me the feel of the Super Nintendo one.
Of a dick in his butt. No, the gameplay is going to be like the Super Nintendo. I was never a fan of that art style, so I'm like, meh.
That game was fun as fuck. So
a fun side note is when I went to type in Yoshi's New Island... one of the results popped up as your shit is whack and you talk like a fag.
So, well, and it knows you.
Very true.
That's a thing, I guess.
So what was the Monster Hunter thing I saw?
On the topic of Yoshi, as we mentioned, Yoshi's Island Zone is a free DLC stage in Sonic Lost World.
Free. DLC.
Surprise new DLC.
That was
for free.
Literally just announced today, available today for anybody that has Sonic Lost
World. I just
want
to point out that there was a time where Chris Huber, what was it? Was it a fist pump for free to play? Things that were free.
DLC.
It's free, but it's free. And then there was a day where you didn't like free things.
This isn't free to play.
No,
there was a day where you didn't like free things.
Free to play and free DLC are completely different.
Well, but it's a free add-on. It's a free something.
You have to have the original game to enjoy this content.
You do have to have the original game.
But it is free, and was literally announced today and is available today.
I don't know why you're trying to derail this from free DLC to freemium games free to play with microtransactions.
I just like it when his stance changes on free.
No stance change.
DLC.
I know, but you didn't want to pay $20 for Killer Instinct either.
DLC.
Whatever, man.
In a world, you're not letting me because you're interrupting me.
No. I want Joe to keep going.
And today is apparently Tim's final podcast.
In a world where DLC is so run rampant in every single title, and everybody's like, Nintendo needs to get on board with DLC.
Sell your point. Keep it going. It's fine.
Nintendo gets...
I was wrong. I tried to make a witty little quip for 2 seconds, and... Nintendo, and now we have to listen to it for 15 minutes.
Nintendo
bravely
needs to
default will courageously Jesus add Christ. A side story demo not found in the core game on January 2nd through the eShop.
All right, Joe, start over because this bravely is skipping default, to a we'll completely a different
side story
topic.
Demo.
I'm going down the list here.
Okay,
so,
Bravely Default,
which comes out next year.
Yes.
And has a collector edition, which doesn't have the statue like Europe got, so fuck you guys. It comes out next year, and instead of just doing a normal demo, like here's the first 20 minutes of the game, they're giving you a completely standalone side story exclusive to the demo.
Yep. Which I think is really, really cool.
I think that's a pretty badass idea.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that you don't feel like you're really getting cheated out of any kind of gameplay, because it's like, you're not getting like a portion of the game where it's like, well, here's some of the shit that you can do in the game, but we're not going to leave you with everything.
Or even better, like, it's not that you played a portion of the game and then you buy the game. Now you have to replay a tutorial.
Yeah,
I hate having to retread.
Everything like goes into the new game. But not to mention the fact that
I felt bad over here.
Not to mention the fact that just what they're doing with the game in general is I think that it's really interesting that like the SP, like the sleep points or whatever.
The Game Boy Advance SP?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you can, it was 8 hours where the lid was closed. It doesn't have to be consecutive.
You get a sleep point.
So you get a sleep point. And the sleep point you can use to, like, you know, give a boost to all your allies or heal them all within a battle and all this kind of stuff. Like
that's been a divisive issue when people talk about that game, because it's pretty much Bravely Default getting microtransactions that you can either pay real money to get these sleep points to use for in-game boosts,
but you don't have to,
or you can close your system and just let it build up on its own.
Right.
Even still, it's...
And all the Street Pass thing, like, it's, you know, you can add people to your party and stuff like that using the Street Pass thing, which is kind of cool.
So these things, they don't... You can earn them normally, but you don't ever need these for gameplay, right?
No, not at all. You could beat the game without ever using a sleep point.
Then that, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I microtransactions like that, especially on like mobile games, like infuriate me.
It's not a wall.
Yeah.
Like it's just something that like, it's one of those kind of like, it's a bonus that you get every once in a while that you're like, oh, cool. I didn't know I was going to have it. Yeah, exactly.
As long as it's like that, a passive kind of thing, and you don't get a window popping up like, hey, do you have any sleep points? Do you want any? You can use it to do this.
No. It's from what they showed in the video, like, it really looked like it was just kind of like a... There was a thing in the corner that had like an hourglass or something like that, and it was just like a 0 of 3, a 1 of 3, a 2 of 3, or 3 of 3. And then if you want to use it, you fucking go down and just use it.
Do you guys follow Nick Chester on Twitter? Friend of the podcast, Nick Chester.
I don't really use Twitter too much.
Well, I know his show up on Facebook as well. His tweets.
He posts some of the best shit ever.
He found a free to play Contra game on iOS.
What is
like,
it called?
It used to be three, but I don't even remember. Was it like Contra Resurrection?
Something? I don't know. I'm looking for his tweets right now.
But it was apparently a $3 game that they made free. I don't know if it's a limited time thing or what. He started the game and like right away the game popped up. Do you want to spend 80 diamonds to get a special gun? He's like, fuck this. Don't get it.
I just uninstalled it. That's funny.
Apparently you don't get to shoot at all in the game. It just auto shoots and you just control movement.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Honestly, in a Contra game though, I don't know if I could fault that too much, because most of the time, if you have a machine
there's
gun...
There's bursts in between where you can't fire, because you can't just fire consecutive bullets all the time, can you?
Well, it depends on what gun you have.
Right, but I mean, if you're starting off from the very beginning, like...
Okay, but if you have the machine gun, all you're doing is holding the B button the entire game.
Sure, but you're not going to have the machine gun the whole time, so...
Well, who knows?
Wouldn't that fuck that up?
I don't have an iPhone, so I don't know.
We another game that came out on iOS that has... That surprised me, you know, kind of...
kind of.
Is the Angry Birds kart racing game.
Oh, I heard a lot of people pissed off about
too. I mean, it's...
It looks amazing. It looks, I saw the trailer
for it. The graphics are
fantastic. When I saw the trailer for it, I didn't think it was a mobile game.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like you launch yourself with the rubber band. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I can't see the screen.
Turn that way.
That way?
Turn that way. That way. Go straight. Yep. I mean, like, it looks cool.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, it's got like a Mario Kart kind of feel to it. Uh-huh. The graphics are amazing. The controls are fucking really good for a mobile game.
Yeah.
Especially like a kart racer, if you want to,
Oh, no.
I bumped the microphone. If you want to try it, Gio.
Nah, later.
Try it right now. No, try it. Try it so you know. It just left and right on the side of the screen. You just tap the side of the screen to turn, which is really interesting.
Well, I'm restarting the race.
But
I'm not dealing with your bullshit of not looking.
Joe wants to win.
Yeah,
he's
right.
A winner.
So it's a very interesting game. However, you got different birds. They're your different racers. You unlock them as you go, which I thought was kind of fun. The not fun thing is you can only race with them. I think it's 5 times, and then they get tired, and you have to switch off to another character.
Oh, what the
and
fuck?
Wait, unless you pay money to keep going, and that includes if like you fuck up in a race and you want to restart the race real quick. It takes a point away from your tired meter or whatever bullshit.
Oh, that's stupid.
I'm like, woo! It's not nowhere near as obnoxious as other games, but like, because I don't play it that much to like ever really have to worry. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a really short race.
Oh yeah, that's the only other really big problem with it is the races are extremely short. It's just they're just downhill matches. You're just going downhill. Because the game's, you know, Angry Birds is all about, like, momentum and stuff like that.
I mean, it seems entertaining enough, but I heard
really
the microtransactions
polished.
In there, like, they have a $100 microtransaction in there.
Shut the fuck up.
Something stupid like that.
I gotta find that. I'm gonna find out what it is right now.
It's
I'm
probably just,
it.
Like, a no. super amount of power, or I know
unlock
people
unlock all
were,
the characters, have, like, an unlimited amount of all those fucking points
that,
for your
that
guys.
That is obnoxious fucking, that exists.
Yeah, people were going ape shit about that.
Fucking
$100. But, anyway...
Best value.
Is that the best value?
It says best value on it.
Nice.
That's ridiculous. That's insane.
Shut the... Yeah, it's... All right, so yeah, it says best value. It is a chest of gems. You get 6,500 gems. The gems are... So you get one power-up during the race, and it charges up through the race. And if you want to use it, you get one for free. And the races are so short, you only ever really need one. One makes it fair. But it'll keep recharging, and you can keep using it, but you have to spend these gems. You can earn the gems in-game, or you could buy them.
With money!
So, yeah, and they have 6,500 of them for $100 fucking dollars.
No, let's do $1 Million Man.
Oh.
All right, so what's next?
Let's see.
Or what do we need to finish that we... Derailed.
We talked
about this, but Wii Sports Golf released for the Wii Sports Club.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that on the podcast? I can't remember
now.
Yeah, we just talked about it a little bit ago.
Where am I?
Lost in your own little world.
Something like that.
Free to play, $20. But I'm excited to play that. I've bought the other Wii Sports games so far, and it's cool playing with...
Everybody?
Like, true Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah.
New... What the hell are they talking to us?
I have no idea. I can't hear them.
Friggin' women.
Can't hear them. Wait, we still need to do that podcast of just them.
We need to hang like coral mics from the ceiling one day and just like hide.
Just, sometime in January.
I'm going to use, because I found a fucking, like a thing that you have, like a recorder, like the little task cam things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to hide it in the corner of the room one of these times when we're, and just record it without them knowing.
And that'll be the podcast.
That'll be the podcast for the week.
Sometime in January, we'll do that.
Oh, God.
Dr. Luigi is coming out.
Yeah, that was really interesting, actually.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A new Dr. Mario game, this time starring Luigi and featuring L-shaped pills.
Yeah, which was interesting. Not to mention the fact
that... I would not want to try to swallow one of those.
The other thing was, too, is, like, some of the things in the versus modes and stuff like that were really interesting. Like, instead of, like, when you get combos in regular Dr. Mario, it would drop, like, pellets onto your opponent. Instead of doing that, what it does is it changes the colors of the pill that they're currently dropping. So
I think it'd be fun if it just randomized the color of the viruses.
Oh God, that would be evil.
So dickish.
Oh fuck, dude, you'd never finish a game. Like it's like you'd just be clearing out wrong pellets the entire time.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
They revealed that in addition to Rosalina appearing in Mario 3D World as the hidden character. She is going to be debuting in Super Smash Brothers.
Yep. So the little star guy.
Yeah, Luma. You'll get to beat the shit out of people with a tiny star.
Do you actually get to play as a little star? As a separate character?
Probably be one of her weapons.
It's, think of, like, you know that one character in League that has the orb that we were...
Yeah, Syndra.
Yeah. Think of how she works, but in Smash Brothers.
Oh, God.
So you use the star as the orb.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking awesome. It's actually really cool.
Kirby Triple Deluxe will include mini games, Kirby Fighters, and Dede Dede's Drug Dash, which...
Drum Dash.
This says Drug Dash.
It's Drum. It's a 2D side-scrolling... well, not 2... Like, it's a side-scrolling 3D adventure kind of thing. So it's kind of like
Drug
Kirby's
Dash
Adventure.
Drug Dash would be awesome.
It's like Kirby's Adventure. Looks fucking awesome. It has the, kind of like how, Donkey Kong had the multi-level... or the multi-depth levels, where it was like, you know, there was a middle of the map, a far of the map, and then a foreground.
Yeah.
They're doing that with Kirby, which I think, like, the way that they're implementing it, it looks really, really cool. The Kirby Fighters thing looks like a Smash Brothers kind of thing, but essentially you're just picking, like, all the different power-ups that Kirby can get. Like, you just pick one type of power-up, and you fight as that type of Kirby against other players.
Huh.
So it's essentially like you fight like a Smash Brothers kind of thing, but you're nothing but Kirby's.
That'd be neat.
And then the King Dedede thing is essentially like, it's like a rhythm game kind of thing.
With
like
drugs.
Drums.
Nope.
Drums.
I read it on the internet that it says Drug Dash.
Drums. Well, that actually also says that Kirby was announced for Mario Kart 8, which he wasn't.
Well, no, that was on Save Continue that said that.
Yeah. So
I don't know who wrote that post.
Don't listen to us.
But,
because I read that and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And then I watched the Nintendo Direct and I'm like, that's not in there anywhere.
Yeah.
They're just tickling my ball.
Maybe that was on like a different country or like, I know Japan and Europe also get different Nintendo Directs.
I know is I've been waiting. Ever since, like, Nintendo has been really, like, pushing Kirby as a character, I always wanted to see Kirby in a Mario Kart, and, man, I'd be really happy if they actually did that.
That'd be cool, but...
I love... Like, Kirby's one of my favorite characters, so I'd be really excited for that.
Well, you mentioned Mario Kart. They didn't give a date yet outside of spring 2014,
which...
So nothing really new there.
Yeah, but it's sooner. I mean, like, spring isn't too far away.
With that Pokemon Bank... service going on.
Yeah.
What is it? A free Celebi?
Yeah. It's a grass type Pokemon or something like that.
Yeah. Celibacy.
Yeah.
You get a free Pokemans by using it.
And you can use it free for a month.
And then it's what, $5 a year after that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't remember them mentioning it in the Nintendo Direct, but you can store like, what was it? It was like 3,000 Pokemon or something like that.
Damn.
Which is fucking absurd. It's actually kind of awesome, but you could do it between like black 2 and X and Y, I believe.
And then this last bit was a big surprise to me. Chibi Robo is coming back with a new game.
Dude, like that actually looks really cool. Like the thing of using your camera to try and like, it'll give you outlines of stuff that you have to find like naturally, like just, you know, around the house or as you're out and about.
Oh God.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
Can we point it at the fleshlight?
You can point as long as it fits within the confines of whatever. They showed this.
That's why I bought it.
They showed this thing where it was like it looked like a toilet paper roll from the side, and the guy like takes a picture of the toilet paper roll, And then, like, it implements it into the game and creates an object out of it.
There's going to be so many dicks in that game.
Dude, like, it's going to be so awesome.
Well, the game
I'm actually really excited for it.
The game is called Chibi Robo Photo Finder. It'll be exclusive to the eShop, so no cart version.
Which is fine.
A demo will launch soon, and considering the game releases January 9th...
It'd be, like, what, within a week or two?
Probably. The game tasks players with a real-life photo hunt as they take photos of objects based on silhouettes with their 3DS, which are then incorporated into the game.
It's cool. I was pretty interested in it. I'm not familiar with the original character. What was the original character from?
GameCube.
From
Chibi Robo.
I didn't play the...
I think it had an N64 game in Japan, but...
Oh, okay.
GameCube had a Chibi Robo, which we actually got, and then the DS had one... Which we also got that, but it was exclusive to Walmart.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
The game, the character is extremely adorable. I do recall that.
But yeah, I mean, it looks cool. It looks like a lot of fun. I dig it. I play the fuck out of it.
NES Remix was announced and released today. $15. It kind of makes you... The closest thing I could compare it to is kind of like the NES style games on WarioWare.
Well, I mean, like, even just some of the art style, wasn't it, like, kind of like how Super Mario Crossover was, where it's essentially, like, there's certain things that you use other characters, like, you could play Donkey Kong using Link.
Well, I haven't got to any of that stuff yet. Eventually, it does mix and mash up elements, but from what I've played so far, I only played maybe half hour of it before you showed up today. Like, it would give you tasks like, run and hit this Goomba... And then second stage, hit this Goomba. Third stage, hit these two Goombas. And it would give you stars based on how long it took you. Donkey Kong, it was like jump over two barrels and then hit barrels with a hammer and then get to the top and save the...
They had a lot of stuff like reverse levels, like mirror levels, or levels where you can't see the level for a few seconds.
Yeah,
someone said that you have to play the entire level 1-2 in reverse for one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, dude. Well,
and that'll just fuck with you because you're so conditioned to
running left to right.
Yeah.
You're going to have to run from right to left. Oh my god. Dude, that'll be so cool. There was one that I saw where it was like Excite Bike, but everything was dark and you only had a light in front of the Excite Bike to show you a little bit
of... It keeps
of,
lifting you off the chair every time, I swear.
It just shows a little bit of the track in front of you, so you have to, like, really pay attention to
is
what
it
you're
like
doing.
A headlight style? The one Donkey Kong I played only had, like, a halo of light around me.
Oh, god, that's brutal!
I mean, it was enough to see, like if you were okay to take a ladder or not.
Oh.
I mean, and then I completely forgot that the little fire at the beginning in the barrel will come after you.
Yep.
So I'm like waiting to see where a barrel's coming, and I see it coming up at me. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta hurry.
Yeah.
It's only $15, and so far I think it's pretty damn cool.
It's $15.
Stop squeaking my chair.
What?
Stop squeaking the chair.
I don't even hear that because I have the headphones on.
All I hear is
I'm fidgety. I'm always fidgety.
So is that the Nintendo news? Is that all it?
Was there anything else? I'm trying to think.
I think that was it from Nintendo Direct.
I think? Maybe? I think that was it. I don't remember if there was anything.
We have been talking about
Game of the Year.
Yeah, what did you... I mean, right now we've got a tentative 5 per person, right?
And it's pretty much exactly what you would expect.
We cut it down a lot, so now there's... You have to vote for... I think there's like 6 or 8 of them there, and you have 3 votes to choose. Maybe we might do another round.
You have 5 votes.
No, that round is done.
Oh.
We're on to round 2, where you get 3 votes.
Okay, I only voted 3 times on the other one, because I didn't... Some of the other games I just didn't care for.
You were able to type in anything
No,
wanted.
I did. I typed in Gunpoint.
Yeah, I saw that you put in Gunpoint.
Yeah, the only ones I voted for were Mario 3D World and Saints Row.
I probably would have voted for Mario 3D World had I had a chance to play it yet.
I mean, with how little I've been able to play of it, I still fucking think it's awesome. But I don't know it enough to actually say, like, this is, these are games that we personally enjoyed the most this year. So that's why I ended up, because, dude, I put Payday 2 in there. Yeah. Like, nobody's gonna vote for that other than me. But I've been having so much fun with Payday 2 that I'm just like, fuck yeah, it came out this year, so...
I mean, unless something changes, it looks like The Last of Us is gonna win it for us as a site.
Yeah, I mean...
Which I'm cool with. I voted for it. With that winning.
Yeah, I voted for it.
I'm not so much behind the idea of GTA 5 or Pokemon winning Game of the Year.
You know, Grand Theft Auto, I can see it. Pokemon, I didn't. I voted for all three of those. Grand Theft Auto, I mean, it's one of those, it's a franchise that, like, everybody knows. Like, people that don't even play video games, they know what Grand Theft Auto is.
But just because, like, you know it doesn't mean it's the best game to come out.
But, there's a huge cultural thing to it, but at the same time, like, I've had more fun with this GTA than a lot of other GTAs in the past.
Now, like, I voted on GTA 5 every time it's come up, because when I played that game, it wasn't just that I had a fucking great time with it, but it's also like, that game's a fucking technical achievement.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that...
Such a huge world.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I thought, like, now I too feel uncomfortable having it be Game of the Year. It feels like a cop-out almost.
Yeah.
But it's like... That game is so massive, and there's so much in it. That is the achievement in game design of the year.
Of the year, yeah.
Almost for game design of the fucking generation, because nothing else was... I guarantee you that nothing else compares to the massive scale of achievement of an achievement it was to create that world.
Yeah. See, not only that, the characters. I mean, dude, like, Trevor was one of the most interesting characters that I had played in a video game in a long time.
I'm still mad he didn't win Character of the Year at the...
I was really pissed at that, actually. But I don't... I mean, honestly, I don't really watch those because I never trust them. They hardly ever actually, like, vote and give awards to things that I think
that deserve it.
Yeah. But no, dude, like, Trevor was fucking awesome. The whole, like, the game itself, like, that was the first game in a while, and especially even within the Grand Theft Auto series, that I'm like, I want to know what happens in the story.
Clearly, the game, like, of the year is going to be Call of Duty Ghosts. I mean...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's nothing
we should add that.
No.
Ride to Hell, Retribution.
I almost put that. I almost fucking put it just to be an asshole. Like, my honorary... like, honorable mention or whatever, I have it set as Killer Instinct, because I'm really enjoying Killer Instinct. But I was going to put that just to be a dickhead. Like,
well, so let's go around then and talk about... Well, right now... Well,
what I wanted to say about Grand Theft Auto is, technically, it's amazing for how gigantic the world is.
Mm-hmm.
The issues I have is that because of how huge the world is, the visuals take a hit. Big time.
Yeah, but
I don't feel so.
I still think the character models are ugly as sin. Like, compared to other games out there, I definitely think the visuals take a hit because of how much needs to load into the game. I mean, even if you have both discs, like, one installed to a hard drive, the other installed to a flash drive, things still pop up.
Well, you shouldn't have it on a flash drive anyway.
Well,
the read times on reading off of a flash drive are going to be slower than off the
hard drive. No, the disk loaded to the hard drive and the install disk loaded to the flash drive. They said that was the fastest way.
It is the fastest.
Okay, well, maybe on the Xbox, not on a computer though.
Well, yeah, but it's not on PC, so.
Yeah, but the Xbox is basically a fucking PC.
We're not getting into this argument. Shut up. Stop now. We're not getting into this. Online, they said that if you're installing, you wanted to install both discs, the best way to do it was the play disc on the hard drive and the install disc on a flash drive.
Huh, that's interesting.
That gave you the best load times and the best performance overall.
I gotcha.
And you don't have to hear your 360 sound like a jet engine.
Yeah. I honestly don't feel like it got faulted that much by doing that, because honestly, like, I mean, so many people are just have huge fucking hard-ons of like, oh my God, this looks so good. I don't really care what a game looks like anymore. Like, if you can give me a game that is just fun and I'm engaged in and I enjoy, I don't care what it looks like. That's why so many people are having so much fun with Minecraft. Minecraft to me looks like bullshit, but I have fun playing it.
Well, my comparison is between the most similar game to it, Saints Row 4, is where Saints Row visuals are a lot more polished, even though the world's not as big. But Grand Theft Auto, there's just so much more to it.
There's like, a
I'm,
lot
I'm
more
not
to
saying
it.
Grand Theft Auto 5 looks bad. I'm not saying that.
Well,
I just think that the graph, like the character models look, they look like a Rockstar game.
It was a Rockstar game.
I know. I'm just saying, like, their character
really?
Models don't really come off as the best looking at times.
It's supposed to be like on that line of realistic and.
Well,
I'm just saying aesthetically to me, it doesn't look great. I mean,
I thought it looked awesome. Like
I thought the graphics are great, but it wasn't like specific things like what Joe's saying. The character models were okay. It was the other things. It was a lot of the way they textured things, the way they lit those textures, the way everything came together is what made it spectacular.
Right.
You're putting
it into words better than me. But my other gripe with the game is it is too fucking big. There's way too much space to cover, and there's times where you can drive around for an hour and there's nothing to do.
Well,
and if you want to find something to do, you have to drive 20 minutes back into town.
Well, you weren't using the quick travel. You weren't using taxis, which are instantaneous.
Are they?
Yeah. You can skip the ride. You call a taxi on your phone, taxi shows up, you hop in, you tell them where you want to go,
and then you just
hit skip, and then
well,
you're
then
there.
No, I haven't used that.
And yes, the game is huge, but the funny thing about it is if you just do only the story missions, it doesn't actually utilize the entire map.
No, it doesn't.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. I'm sure they're saving it for DLC. but that way, when you do just the missions, the world doesn't feel as big. Yeah, it actually feels smaller once you get acclimated to it through the missions.
Yeah. If you stick to just the main storylines, like, I didn't really have that huge, like, I mean, I still knew that the world was fucking massive, but at the same time, like, I didn't feel, like, overwhelmed at any point.
The thing that I really enjoyed about the graphics, too, is that it felt like a technical achievement where no corners were cut.
Yeah.
And it, like, whereas games like The Last of Us that do look really good, it suffers from something I fucking like hate in games, which is there are textures. The character models look amazing. Anything that you're supposed to be looking at immediately because it's a scripted game,
yeah,
looks very good.
And then everything
else.
As
you look at anything off the beaten path, if you look at a ground texture, if you look at a car that you're taking cover on, you're like, ooh, this looks fucking gross.
Yeah.
It looks like a PlayStation 2. Early PlayStation 2 texture, and they do that so that they can shift the bandwidth to other things.
Yeah,
which I understand, but at the same time, it feels lazy to me because I know that there's ways they can make that better. If you look at some of the other really high fidelity games on the console, I mean, there are games that just fucking blow your mind.
Like Layer.
No, I mean, if you look at stuff like Crysis 3 on consoles, when you look at the facial animations of that game, you're just like, what? Like the first time I saw that game,
even on consoles, LA Noir,
good.
Dude.
Well, LA Noir, they had special tech for facial capture.
Still, like
they had to make that game three discs on the Xbox just to fit all those facial animations.
Yeah, buddy. But that
all those
fucking,
facials.
That looked good.
Facial on my face.
Not in my eye. So what, Huber? What's your personal game of the year?
Dude, I don't even know. I came up with my top five.
You had to write a top five. What was your number one?
I don't want to reveal. I don't want to reveal our top fives yet. I don't want people to go to safecontinue.com.
But we're still going to reveal our number ones because that's what we're discussing right now.
Yeah.
So what was your number one?
I didn't number them.
What are you leaning towards?
That's kind of the point of what you're supposed to do on a list.
Listen, I came up with the games and then I'm just going to figure it out as I go.
What are you leaning towards?
Where's
your lean?
I'm actually leaning towards GTA.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, like, the fucking, like, you felt compelled to know what's going on in every single one of these characters' lives. I didn't think I was going to be that personally invested in every single character with there being three main characters, but I was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's really hard to fucking pull off. And there were side characters that I even actually cared about more than I'd care to admit as well. Like
the photographer.
No, fuck that guy.
I know, I hated him.
All right, Tim, what was your number one?
You, Joe. You. Gunpoint. Gunpoint was the best game I played all year.
I still want that game.
I have not played a better game. Like, I played some great games. I played Tomb Raider, I thought was a fantastic...
You're not supposed to list other games.
Well, no, no, I'm just saying that, like, the other games that I played, because I feel like I didn't play that many games. Gunpoint, though, so saw a trailer for it, and I'm like, well, no, I think I saw a screenshot for it, and I was like, oh, fuck, that looks interesting. And then I saw a trailer for it, and the trailer was funny, which I wasn't expecting from the game. It was, like, really humorous. And then I started playing it, and it played really well. It was fucking hysterical every step of the way. And then when you got good at it, you started really feeling like you're kind of this badass spy in this really awkward world where you're getting in conversations with people where, like, what was it? You're trying to solve a murder of somebody that works in a building next door and who is going to hire you. She gets murdered. So people start looking into the murder, but you were in the building, so you're getting framed for this person's murder. So you start going around wiping the evidence, like deleting security tapes and security firms. And there's a point where they start getting onto you, and the police actually hire you to investigate yourself. And you actually go to your own apartment in the mission and like get evidence or whatever. And then you can proceed to give it to the guy, incriminating yourself, or not give it up, but you tell him, be like, oh, there's nothing there, but he has really good taste. really, really wacky, funny stuff in it. And it's there's like multiple ways to finish some of the missions. The last mission, I think there's 6 or 7 different ways to finish it. And these are one screen. Like, it's just, you're looking at the one screen.
He's getting too excited again.
And no, it's because I'm so close to my mic this week.
Good.
I'm like, it's like,
they can hear you.
I'm like humping it.
I know.
But there's 6 or 7 different ways to beat the final mission. There's still a few achievements I haven't figured out because they're like, some of them are like mysteries. You have to just try random things to unlock them. And that was probably these are the best achievements I've ever seen in a game. Because if you don't look at the achievement list, you don't know until they happen, and you'll do stupid shit on accident, and then the achievement will come up, and you'll facepalm and be like, oh my fucking god.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just, I played through it like 4 times, I think. I beat the game and went and played through it again, immediately.
Here's a note to our listeners, I still need it. My Steam name is Joe Camnet. If anyone out there is feeling particularly generous and wants to gift it to me.
I need it as well. I haven't played it.
He doesn't matter. He needs a Wii U instead.
Hey, man, if someone wants to fucking gift me a Wii U, I am not going to complain.
Anyway, my game of the year, number one, is Saints Row the Fourth. I thought that was not only the best open world game I've ever played, it was the best action game and superhero game I've ever played as well. And it was fucking hilarious.
It was a good game. It was right outside of my top 5. It really was.
You're an asshole.
I honestly think I had it, like, because I narrowed it down to like 7 or 8. And I'm like, I got to get rid of some stuff. Like, what am I going to put up there? It missed the... I put Payday 2 up instead of Saints Row.
You're an asshole.
But that's because Payday 2 is probably going to be my number 5.
You're an asshole.
I don't know yet. But anyway.
Asshole.
I enjoyed Saints Row. I didn't have a chance to play any of the DLC, obviously, because I don't own it anymore.
Oh my god, the DLC is even fucking funnier.
I know. Like, they just put out this Christmas one that I really
need to play that
play.
One.
Did you get
they
it?
They put out Hey Ash, What You Playing DLC.
What?
You can play as Ash, Anthony, and
it's just
Dad.
The DLC where you could call them as homies.
What?
Like $3.
Yep.
If anybody wants to gift me Saints Row the Fourth on Steam so that I can get the DLC to
do you have a wish list on Steam?
Yeah. Someone just gift him the DLC only.
You can't. I don't think you can.
That'd be amazing. I got the DLC.
No,
can't fucking play it.
The top thing on my wish list on Steam right now is actually Rocksmith.
So another thing I wanted to talk about, because it's been rumbling around in my mind.
Well, you only got 5 minutes.
Did you play Did you play BioShock Infinite?
I haven't played any BioShock games ever.
I love the shit out of it.
Okay, yeah, I know Kyle...
That barely missed out on my top five.
I know Kyle doesn't like it. It's probably in my top five, because I really enjoyed it. I have some reservations about it by the time I finished it, and my only reservation about it is they had such a lofty game design, they clearly could not fit all that game design in the time they had. That's okay.
So they made it more linear.
Yeah, and that's okay, because the game is still really, really cool. It plays well. It looks amazing. The art direction of that game is
gorgeous,
absolutely incredible. I mean, it's the story is good. It's like something along the lines of that something I would write. So I really enjoyed it. It wasn't perfect by any means, but I don't understand why that game gets so much fucking hate.
It doesn't. Kyle.
No. I see it everywhere on the internet.
Really?
Yeah. Oh God. 4chan fucking abhors that game.
4chan hates everything.
Yeah. No, 4chan doesn't hate everything.
Okay, they like baby rape, but outside of that, they hate everything.
No, I honestly, almost everybody that I've talked to that has ever talked about BioShock Infinite has nothing but good things to say about it.
See, other than Kyle Gatto. Which I'd love to...
I don't talk to him about BioShock.
I'd love to like talk to him about it, just because it like...
You have 2 weeks.
Is he on Skype right now?
I don't know, but I'm not hooked up for that right now, so...
I am.
That is... Really?
We could pipe him in.
He's just gonna call him.
You know, I don't think I have him on Skype, though.
I'm just calling
anyway.
Him.
Just call
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I honestly think BioShock Infinite was my favorite of the BioShock games, and that, Tomb Raider, and Dead Rising 3 were the three fighting for my number 5 slot.
Dude, like, Dead Rising 3, I really wish I was able to play it a little bit, because I honestly think that would probably make it onto my list.
There is somewhere you can come play it.
I know. Not to mention the fact that, like, I honestly think that if I had some time to play Super Mario, that would have made my top five, too. Because right as it stands right now, like, I mean, I have, like, my top five figured out, but there's a game on, like, there's one or two games on there that I could probably get rid of if I had, you know, one of these other games to play. So, I don't know.
Hang out and play them. Shit. You have until after MAGFest to have a finalized list.
That's very true. That's very
true. Plenty of time. I honestly think overall, like not my personal choice, but as an overall game of the year, if Last of Us doesn't win for some reason, I think it should be Mario.
I think
overall that is the best made and most enjoyable game this year.
Other than Gunpoint.
I don't know, man. Like it'll be tough. Because I honestly think I think if I play enough Mario, I think it'll definitely make it into my top five.
Well, fuck it. What's your worst game of the year?
My worst game of the year that I've actually played?
Yes.
Oh, shit. What did I play this year?
Dark Souls.
That didn't come out this year,
did it? You have to mention.
No. Yeah, I had to mention it, though.
What about you, Tim, while he's thinking?
The worst game of the year.
SimCity?
Ooh.
that you played. It can't just be something that's bad because everyone thinks it's bad.
It can't just be something that's bad because you weren't allowed to play it when it came out.
No, it's still bad. You can have a bigger city in Cities XL, which came out 5 years before it. Worst, and a better developed one,
worst
too.
Worst game. You know, another game that I think we passed up, but Trackmania. Did that come out this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one that's probably going to be on my list, Trackmania.
Canyon?
Yeah, Canyon. Canyon.
Okay, but
I know, I'm trying to think.
Worst.
I don't know what came out this year. Stand by. I'm getting a list. Stand by. Talk amongst yourselves.
I don't know. I didn't really play any bad games this year.
Oh, dude.
It's had to be something shitty played.
Oh, yeah.
There are, you know, I'll say it, because I actually did play this one.
Do you know?
Ride to Hell, Retribution.
Ooh.
Is
but
the
that didn't
worst...
come out, this, did that come out
oh,
this year?
Oh, that came out this year.
Ooh.
That was the worst, shittiest piece of shit I have ever played. I even talked about this podcast creating a Shame Continue,
Shame Continue
column on Save Continue about really, really horrible, shitty games. I can't bring myself to keep playing it. It is just so goddamn bad.
Man, I'm just... I don't go out of my way to play games that I don't think I'm going to enjoy, so I don't know.
But you can always get surprised by something that you thought was going to be great and it turns out to be kind of a turd. Final Fantasy 13?
I don't know. Let me think here. I'm going through the list. There's nothing's really like. No, there's not. You can go through this pretty quickly.
Oh no, Tim said I have too many games, which I fully agree with. But little does he know that we just got rid of a gigantic stack of them.
I know what the worst game, and this one.
No one can hear you until you sit down.
I know what the worst game I played this year was. This is sort of a surprise, and I know I didn't give it enough of a chance, but Dishonored. I didn't like Dishonored, and I tried so hard. I played it twice, and I was like falling asleep in my fucking chair trying to play it.
That's interesting.
And the reason why is because I just could not get into it. It's not that it's a bad game. It just so happens to be the worst one I played this year. You know what? Let me look. If I look
keep
at my
talking, I'm trying
Steam
to, I'm,
list.
I know. I'm trying to.
How long are you going to look?
I didn't play much this year.
Ooh, they updated Steam on the iPhone. It's fancy.
I know. It looks nice. Because the other thing is, too, is I'm trying to look for games that actually came out this year and
Joe.
Like came out on other systems or other. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to fill up the noise, trying to make sounds to keep people entertained, keep Zach entertained.
Brink didn't come out this year, right?
Zach! No, I was still working at fucking. What'd you call it? I was still working at Breast Buy.
Zachary Lyons! Roar like a lion!
Rawr, rawr.
Rawr. When did Duke come out?
That was last year. That was so long ago.
Because that was bad.
That was bad.
Remember how good last week's episode was?
Well, we knew we couldn't follow last week's episode.
No. You know what? Actually, no, I can't.
God damn it, just say it!
No, because that's actually not that bad.
God damn you.
Yeah, but was it the worst game you played? Doesn't have to be a bad game. Just has to be...
The worst you've played. Like, Kyle thinks Bioshock Infinite is the worst game he played this year. Despite the fact that it's actually a really awesome game.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to look up my fucking Steam list, because I'm not... Yeah, but those games didn't come out.
No, I...
What?
You know what game really pissed me off? Fucking Monaco.
You know what? Yeah. I'll go with that. I'll go with Monaco because, like, we got so fucking excited for that game.
When we played the demo version of it, and then the full version was really awkward.
It was like essentially
and it was hard as shit too.
Yeah, it was stupid,
like
hard.
Unfairly hard.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, there's my yeah. I'll take fucking Monaco. I'll go with that. I'm fine with that.
I was gonna move on to see what your biggest disappointments of the year were.
That's Monaco.
I think that would.
Yeah, Monaco is definitely the biggest disappointment.
My biggest disappointment of the year is the PS4.
Oh, no, game.
I just said biggest disappointment of the year, and my reason is legit because mine died in 3.5 weeks.
No, are we?
I mean,
are you saying like biggest disappointment
is the
in
system.
General?
Yeah,
for gaming in general.
Yes.
Okay, the biggest disappointment is the fact that they still put out another Call of Duty. Done.
Actually, no. My biggest disappointment this year is Battlefield 4. And,
why?
And combined with Planetside 2.
Why?
Well, you
rave about Planetside, and now
it's your biggest disappointment?
I stopped playing it for a while.
It's my biggest... Planetside really disappointed me this year because since June was a scheduled month for
the new
Hossen.
Continent. Yeah.
Hossen was the swamp continent.
That's still
and
not out yet?
No, then they push it back to September. Ugh. We could even play it on the public test server. It's done.
It's done.
And then they said, well, we're going to optimize the game a little bit more, so we're going to push that back indefinitely. Everything that they were supposed to put out this year for that game, implants, new continents,
What about that 2v2? Or the 1v1, like,
they had a
continent.
Battle island they were going to show off. It was just a really small, only two factors at a time. No, that's not in yet. The game runs a shit ton better. I'm using that old-ass video card, and it runs as good as it did with my other video card.
Oh, God. Maybe so, I will have to start playing.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, I logged in the other night, and I was like, God damn.
That's cool.
So the optimization really helped, but it's like there's a dearth of content.
I think the whole reason why that they're opting for optimization right now is the fact that they're trying to push a lot more of the competitive side.
Well, once the game's optimized, they don't have to optimize it again. New content will have to be balanced, tweaked, and all the time.
Yeah.
Which is why they didn't put it out, because they're going to put out a map. And then they have to balance change it. People will be bitching about that and still be bitching about optimization. Once it's optimized, it's done. But Battlefield 4, I don't like the maps at all. I think the maps are really bad, especially compared to 3, which 3's maps were bad compared to Battlefield Bad Company 2. Like, I wanted to play the 3 maps because they're available in Battlefield 4. They have, like, updated versions of them for 4. It's all DLC. So I saw Caspian.
Are you surprised, really?
I saw Caspian Border on there, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, I'll fucking play that. And it goes, oh, you gotta buy it. And I'm like, oh, fuck yourself. The game is so broken that a lawsuit was filed today against EA over it by the shareholders.
Really?
Yeah. I actually have the news story right here. Let me pull it up.
I don't know. I mean, it's news to me. A Battlefield, to me, now I haven't played it in a while. Like, I played it for probably about, like, two, three weeks after it was launched. But then I started getting busy with some other shit. But with what I played, I enjoyed it. I mean, like, I'm going to go back to it. Like,
the team behind the infamous Enron lawsuit has commenced a second class action lawsuit against EA.
Enron?
The people who sued Enron, the same company.
Oh, God.
Is suing EA regarding Battlefield 4. Because the game pretty much doesn't even fucking run on PlayStation 4. And it's got problems with just about everything else. When we play it on Xbox at Jake's, it just boots us back to the home screen on the Xbox. All the time. Middle of a match, randomly.
Really?
PC, it was so buggy, I couldn't really play it. Like, things were just, like, textures were just disappearing. Like, I could see through shit, and I'm like, what is going on? I thought it was a server? No, it turns out it was the game's just buggy.
Oh,
and
wow.
The lawsuit's about, the stocks rose for that company because of the anticipation of that title coming out. And the title came out with the expectation that it was done.
Right.
The game is not done. It runs like a beta. And they put it out, and it's disappointing. It's probably not as disappointing as Monaco or PlanetSide not pushing forward the way they should. But
or a broken PS4.
Or a broken PS4.
I actually have a new biggest disappointment of the year. The fact that at this moment I do not have 1,500 Club Nintendo coins.
Because apparently, that fucking figure?
They have a Luigi figure.
Did you see it? Dude, it looks so awesome.
For 1,500 points.
I know, I've seen it. I saw it today.
How the fuck am I going to get that many points?
I'll hook you up.
Buy a Wii U for me for Christmas.
I'm going to hook you up. I'll just go to the video game store and take all the fucking coin things out like I always do.
How soon can you get them to me?
I don't know.
Hey, there's a limited run of those things.
Depends on how
those
well
things
you
aren't going to last long.
No.
Then again, the ship date is in March, so they might leave it up for a bit to get a production number.
Oh, yeah.
And then do it. Even still, I wouldn't expect it to stay up
fangers,
long at all.
Fingers crossed.
Prediction.
God damn it!
So that's...
I just had to get two of those fucking 3DS chargers, didn't I? God damn you, Ashley! Why did you let me do that?
Because... Hindsight's 2020.
Because women.
Hindsight is always 2020, but looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy.
She said something and I didn't hear her at all. Oh, she said we needed them.
Yeah.
Oh,
you logic. You said you wanted to.
Logic, you win again.
Damn.
So that's our podcast. Thanks for listening. Are we doing music? We do music?
We should put that A Rival song that I, or the Super Square, excuse me, Super Square song.
It's a Super Square song.
That he did the video.
All right.
I'm cool with that.
So we'll do Super Square and A Rival.
Yeah. Dude, I'm cool.
We haven't done an all A Rival musical week in a while.
Can we have Zoop?
We already did that one.
It should be on everyone.
It should be on every
Not everyone.
On everyone. Put it on them.
A Rival at MAGFest is going to be on everyone.
Like, all over. I'm excited for that, actually.
I don't know if Helen's going. I wonder if she's going, too. I hope.
Is that the other...
fiance.
Oh, okay.
Helen is his fiance. It's the girl in Super Square. And his brother is the other guy in the band.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, they're
know something funny?
Awesome.
Helen is Norg's sister.
Shut the fuck up. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty baller.
Helen Novick.
You just blew George his Novick. Mind.
I did not know.
Mind blown.
All right, let's go play some Risk.
Yeah. I'm down to play some Risk. Enjoy your arrival and friends.
I'm going to go raid GameStop for Club Nintendo cards.
Sir, what are you doing? I need some coins. Wait,
fuck you. You don't know me. I do what I want.
Anywhere, everywhere, I don't care, I will be there. I'll wait The fucking unblockable on the incoming when the next character come out, and then you hear the